Kale and Company weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Good morning this Friday morning. Kale and Company News Live. We are sponsored this morning by Meineke, and it's going to feel like a real warm-up, a heat wave, if you will, when you hear the forecast. That's coming up for us. A lot of news this Friday morning, January the 24th. So one headline I will point out to you, the Philadelphia Inquirer giving Senator Dave McCormick's victory all the credit for why they believe it looks like Pete Hegseth, who's Trump's pick, obviously. They call him a controversial pick for his cabinet, but why they believe that Pete Hegseth may, in fact, get the votes needed to tee him up for Secretary of Defense.
So they're saying that McCormick is a big reason why Pete will get through?
Well, in other words, because of the balance of the Senate.
Yeah, okay. Because okay. Murkowski and Collins voted no. So
yeah,
if there was a third Democrat, like if there was another Democrat in Pennsylvania by the name of Bob Casey, that would have definitely voted no.
Yes, yes.
He may not have gotten through.
Good point. Okay. I thought maybe McCormick came out and said something or was advocating or campaigning. And
I think a couple of things there. The local angle is Fetterman, Senator John Fetterman, he voted against Pete Hegseth as Secretary of Defense or you know, moving him through.
Oh, where's all the talk about him becoming a Republican?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Look.
And Fetterman actually sat down with him, right? If I recall, Fetterman publicly said, no, me and Pete met. I wanted to get to know him. And then he said, denied.
Okay. So the Senate voted 51-49, and there was a filibuster they had to break then to advance the nomination and so on. But I think that a piece of this is that we didn't talk a lot about this week because there was so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, right as he was teed up for the vote, they released a whole schlock of negative news about Hegseth. There was his ex-sister-in-law had come out and alleged, because she was a never witness, but made all kinds of allegations that her sister is his ex-wife.
Yes.
And she feared for her life.
Yep.
And
Axios,
you know,
and NBC ran with that.
Yes,
and then the ex-wife came out and said, no, it's not true. It was actually community noted on X that those reports are inaccurate based on the fact that the ex-wife, who was allegedly on the receiving end of abuse, says no, that did not happen. So
it's kind of when I saw it, I was like, well, if the wife comes out and says my sister is, you know, very political or whatever, you know, but I think it had an impact.
Yeah,
I do. And that's the problem with people being allowed to just smear people. Even if,
well,
I know
he did. I mean, he did pay a woman $50,000.
He did, yeah.
Okay, can I tell you, have you ever have you ever been accused of something and had to hire lawyers?
You're
no. Looking at $350,000.
No, Dawn, because,
because
I live a pretty pious life.
Oh.
Nobody's going
to. Pope Greg Stocker.
Nobody's going to.
So, in other words, you're not rich enough, or famous enough to have a woman come forward like that. That's what that is.
Absolutely, sure.
You ever notice that regular guys never get these lawsuits and accusations? You ever notice that?
Also, guys.
How come that is? How come, like.
Also, guys with no skeletons in their closet also don't.
Oh, I disagree. Okay. I think it's just a coincidence in life.
I'm not. Look.
That there are no, guys.
I'm on record.
Who get accused of this stuff.
I'm on record saying that I have no. I don't think half of the stories about Pete Hegseth are true. But you can't deny the fact that he had, you know, baby mamas with other women and, well, he was still married and this person. I mean, like, that in itself doesn't disqualify him from
that's been
the
my
job
argument.
Itself.
Yeah.
But we can't sit here and argue that this guy is, like, you know, pure as the driven snow.
No, and
he's not.
He has spoken out about that.
Well, he found Jesus, so everybody has forgiven him.
Well, that's
He's not, though. He has come out and said he's reformed his life, and that when he came, I guess this happened when he came back after military service and had a lot of issues and was a hot mess. But he's talked about that.
Well, that's I agree with both of you on multiple different multiple fronts. But it, just to go what you said about finding Jesus, that's like the people that say, well, they claim mental health. I'm off limits of criticism. I have mental health issues. That puts up like this little insular shield, like this little bubble of protection. That's the one thing I hate. I know we talked about religion earlier this week. Like when you come out and say, I found God, great. If you did, that's awesome, cool. But like then all of a sudden it tries to create this little fence around you, like you can't verbally attack them. Like, stop.
Agreed.
Come on.
Yep.
Like, but I don't care. Like, but of all of the things that we know about Washington, there's nothing, in my opinion, this is just my view, there's nothing that disqualifies Pete Hegseth from Secretary of Defense. Not being a drunk, not being a womanizer. I mean, if there was convictions, if there was felonies, I got it. But like accusations or claims, whether they're true or not, morally, he might be a creep, but legally, he's done nothing wrong, right? It's not a misdemeanor or a felony to. Same thing with Doug Emhoff, right? Doug Emhoff, I'll be consistent. Doug Emhoff knocked up the nanny, scumbag, not criminal.
You know,
right?
It's funny. Like I may be a scumbag on the radio, but like I live a very boring life, and I think a lot of these guys. Like Pete Hegseth are, you know, these like wholesome guys on TV, and then behind the scenes they're a little creepy. Again, it does not disqualify him from the job. If he can do the job, I don't care what his personal life is. Nothing at all. I could care less about his personal life.
First of all, that's what I love about you, Greg.
Couldn't care
you are
less.
A good man. But I will say this about with Pete Hegseth, I think he has been open about the fact. That he said, I'm a sinner. I had a lot of problems. Remember his mom came out, all that garbage came out. But the fact that his ex-wife, who's the sister-in-law, is saying, even she came out because they all know he went through something.
Yeah.
He has dealt with it. He had his literal come to Jesus and changed his life. So I will say this, the best point anybody makes was, and there was one Democrat who said it, who said, hey, if you were going to run the communications department with all of your broadcasting experience, I would have no problem with you. My question is, do you have the experience level to be the Secretary of Defense of the United States of America? That Democrat, and I apologize, and you played it, Greg. I can't remember who it is, but
Raskin?
I can't remember, and I apologize, but that person makes the best argument. That's the issue. To smear somebody after clearly he's been at Fox News a long time. None of this stuff, according to all the Fox News coworkers, you never heard anything about him. So obviously there was a dramatic shift life.
You think Hegseth has had to deal with resistance to get in? Just imagine what it's going to be like when we get to Bobby.
Oh, yeah.
But you ain't seen nothing yet.
But we all kind of know his dirt because he's been such a public person.
It's going to be rehashed.
Lisa says, Hegseth did admit to failures as a husband, which I admire. Okay, you can admire it, but you can also admire not having been a failure as a husband.
Yeah, absolutely. Goes both ways.
That's more of an admiration in my opinion. Again, not saying he's not qualified for this job. I'm just saying that, you know, he hasn't lived the cleanliest of lives, shall we say. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Whew.
By the way, too, Hegseth has more military experience than television experience. Hegseth was on TV for about six years.
And again,
that's true.
He's not Jim Gardner.
His military experience, if he had a few pops... You know what I mean? Like, you know, drinks, I mean?
Yeah.
For what he saw and what he did, I have absolutely no problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah. And he's also been, you know, we did weekends. It's not like he's had a Sean Hannity broadcasting career of 25, 35 years.
So the next story I'm going to talk about is, and I'm pretty sure that in Philadelphia, our very own Dom Giordano broke this story yesterday as he came on the air. He was reporting that there was a secret meeting among the Democrats, local Democrat powerhouse leaders, and they decided that they are going to sort of stand back and let it all happen as far as not endorsing District Attorney Larry Krasner. And so we've talked a lot about the fact that former judge Patrick Duggan, who we met at the family's Behind the Badge big event, but former judge Pat, I think I still have to call him Judge Duggan, right? Because that's your, you go with your last highest title.
Are you judge for life once you're a judge?
I thought you're the judge.
Oh, like, judge.
Here comes the judge.
He come to judge.
But this is an interest, a very interesting and significant story that Dom Giordano broke yesterday, that in fact, the Biggity Bigs here in Philadelphia are not making any endorsement of the incumbent Democrat Larry Krasner, who is clearly being primaried by somebody who is viewed as, a popular Democrat, a judge, Pat Duggan, who has the power to beat him. Okay. So that's a big story for Philadelphia politically. So we want to go through that one as well. Other news of the day, and there is so much. We talked about the fiscal year and the budget, so we'll have to get to the in Pennsylvania, our Commonwealth. We always talk about the budget going over because they have to have it to the governor before July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as our federal government, that's always October 1st. So different. The fiscal year is not always, you know, January for, you know, ending at the end of the 31st.
Okay.
Just wanted to point that out as we look at the fiscal year and what's going on with the budget, whether you're looking at the federal level, whether you're looking at here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we have talked a lot about the new executive orders going into effect, all the reaction from it. And actually, Newark is the latest one in New Jersey that's making the national headlines because of all the ICE raids that happened across the country. And including, they have made arrests of people, residents of Philadelphia, but it's looks like mostly New York, Boston, Chicago, Newark, where they raided that fish market. And so Newark's Mayor Ross Baraka making national headlines this morning saying that ICE moved in on the business in the city, private business, did arrest multiple undocumented residents, but they did not produce a warrant. And so that's the issue that they're putting forth. So legal challenges all over the place.
Well, Homan did say, I expect to be sued every single day. He said there will be lawsuits every single day. But he seems to know all the legal power that they have, all the statutes, all the federal laws that are in place for ICE. He seems to be buttoned up. Tom Homan's not just like some meathead that's going around with handcuffs. I mean, this is a guy that knows what he can do, what he can't do, and what sanctuary cities are allowed to do as far as resisting versus what they can't do. Remember, like ICE cannot go into prison and yank out these convicted felons that are illegal immigrants. But if they're out on the street in free society, there's nothing these sanctuary cities can do. There's nothing anybody in Philadelphia can do if Tom Homan and his guys walk up to somebody like the Haitian guy on the sidewalk or in an apartment. They've got no jurisdiction. They have to stand down. And I love that.
Yeah, so, and we'll continue to follow this one, as I think that was the plan, to make sure it went through the courts. And I'll just point your attention to the fact that on the southern border, on the Mexican side, they are constructing these huge tents. I mean, it's almost as big as the Eagles tailgate. No, just kidding. But it's right on the border, and they're constructing these huge metal, you know, and then they'll cover them with the tents for this situation as people come across, and as well as people are not allowed to come across.
And this is on the way out of America back across the border the other way.
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
So that's going on. We talked, and Nick, you brought this up, I believe yesterday or day before, thinking about the opioid crisis and thinking about fentanyl coming into the country. And, obviously many blame the fact of the open southern border. But there's another blame here, and that was in the headlines again yesterday. We all talked back in the day about how much we loved the show Dope Sick.
Yeah.
Which, remember that?
On Hulu, yep.
Focused here in Pennsylvania. So in this one, it's Purdue Pharma and the billionaire Sackler family. Remember, they avoided any jail time, any of them, and they now have reached a new $7.4 billion settlement, billion with a B, $7.4 billion settlement to resolve thousands of these lawsuits that allege that the pain medication that they created, OxyContin, caused a widespread opioid addiction crisis in the United States of America. So remember, the Supreme Court had overruled the fact that they were trying to settle it for much less. Mm-hmm. Now they've come back. They've offered this. But it does not leave them free of other lawsuits still from states, local governments, or individual victims of the opioid crisis.
$7.4 billion. Wow.
But they still remain billionaires.
Well, of course. And this is a slap on the wrist, actually.
And yep,
right?
That's the problem that many of the, you know, many of the advocacy groups have.
There you go.
So we have that going on for sure. And when we speak about D.A. Krasner, he was one of the people who criticized all of these settlements. I'll give him credit for that.
Mm.
This is a horrific situation. They should not get off scot-free.
I agree.
We don't have any word from Krasner. Remember that yesterday we told you that he was considering some kind of state or city charges against any J6ers pardoned or their sentences commuted. I'm watching for that. I don't see that he has decided whether or not he will move through with that.
Merely floating that out there.
Floating it out, yes, sir.
For re-election purposes.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're going to talk about the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody's fired up. Back to school days, back to work today, work days. People are wearing the jerseys, having parties here at Odyssey World headquarters. The superstition.
There's a big green. There's a big green tint in the hub. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Kind of a Kelly green tint. I thought I was tripping or something. It was weird.
So we are sponsored by Meineke today. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squeal or maybe that grinding noise? Don't wait. Take your vehicle to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Their expert technicians are going to diagnose the problem. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. Thank you, Meineke, on this 32-degree day, about 33-ish tomorrow for your Saturday. A lot of sunny skies. Sunday, we're looking at low 40s, feeling mild for our big Eagles tailgate. It's going to be a great day as we head into the 40s. And by the way, that's normal this time of year. We have been way below the temperatures that we should be this time of year. So we're out of the deep freeze officially. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Let's get to your phone calls, and we'll start right at the top. Bob is in Orland. Bob, you're on Talk Radio 1210. You go right ahead.
Yeah. Hey Mick and Greg, how are you?
Hey.
Dawn, how's it going?
Hi.
I want to agree with Dawn regarding D, and I want to disagree with the two of you. I think you here picking on a guy who, you know, Greg, you say you live a pious life. You don't. This man lived a brave life, and what he went through.
Agreed.
And you're going to take things that have been proven false by the FBI and just keep repeating them over and over again.
I didn't say anything. No. Listen, hey, Bob. I didn't say anything that was proven false. I said stuff that he's admitted to. He's admitted to paying a woman off for $50,000. He's admitted to having children out of wedlock. He's admitted to having children out of wedlock. I said nothing about the drinking.
Yeah.
All of that is crap. I'm just saying that the dude didn't live a pious life. That's all I'm saying.
And he never said he did. And 90% of us don't live a pious life. You know, you happen to live a life that you sit there and you hide. You know, you haven't ran for any office or you haven't gone to war. I mean, don't sit there and judge a man like that.
Okay, great. Now do somebody you don't agree with politically. Say the same thing about Bill Clinton. Go.
Bill Clinton? What about him?
He didn't live a pious life.
And he broke the law. He sexually harassed a young lady.
Okay.
By the law, he should have been arrested because he took a girl and had sex with her, and then she lost her job and couldn't get her job back. That's a totally different story, young man.
Well, but here's the deal, Bob. I mean, this is a talk radio show where we all have opinions, and we judge every single news storyline, right? Like, we don't just sit here and sit on, and this is not to defend Stalker or to defend Dawn. I mean, this is an opinion-based free speech platform where if we don't come out and judge a policy, a party, a politician, what are we doing here, right?
I'm like, just saying,
we're paid to give our opinions and judge everybody.
But my point, and I think what Bob agrees with, is that you think about Justice Kavanaugh, you think of all these cases, it becomes a smear campaign on somebody's past from things that happened, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Remember with Kavanaugh, they had to go back to a high school. He was an underage high school kid, and they smear people rather than just stay with what's relevant about are you qualified for this job? And yes, character assessment is important, but you know, it just feels like they're allowed to smear people, and it also feels like this so-called legacy media, you know what I mean, has a bias in there too.
And there's a totally different approach when it's an outsider coming in, trying to crack that ceiling and get into office like Hegseth is, not office technically, but the position that he's trying to earn. Remember this, Mark Wayne Mullins from Oklahoma, he nailed it a few weeks ago when he was like, really? You're going to talk about Pete's drinking? How many people here grilling Pete over his drinking have come back at night to vote when they were drunk?
Mark Wayne Mullen basically said, hey, we're all scumbags, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Like,
I mean, that's basically what
swamp.
He admitted to.
Successful.
See, I don't think it's D versus R.
Yeah.
I think it's insider swamp Agreed. Versus the new guy trying to join the party.
Again, I have nothing against Pete Hegseth. Yes, he went to war. He can do, as far as I'm concerned, if he wants to drink, whatever he wants to do, I'm fine with. I'm not saying he's not qualified for the job either. All I'm saying is that you know, there were these allegations that happened were he admitted to them.
Right.
So like, we can't sit here and say that he's this great guy when he admitted that he's not.
Let's speaking of forgiveness, this is the same example I've used in the past many times. Jason is in Jim Thorpe. Not too often we get a Jim Thorper in here. Jason, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for setting Stalker off, Bob. You guys are football fans. You're talking about forgiveness. Pete Hegseth, he's basically asking for forgiveness. He's stepping up and saying, yeah, I did this, but I'm also going to stand by what I've done wrong. Michael Vick, you remember him? The guy
sure.
that fought dogs, went to jail, did his time, then came back to the NFL, and that, to me, is when the NFL took the turn. He didn't take responsibility for his actions. He basically said, oh, it's cultural. Which then led to the NFL, to Colin Kaepernick taking a knee, to the NFL being where we are today.
Right.
I gave up the NFL with Michael Vick. It's hard not to watch the Eagles right now, I got to say. But with that said, why is it because he puts butts in the seat, why can't you forgive him for that? He's not even asking for it. Pete is.
Yeah.
He's taking the lumps and saying, look, Greg, your point's taken, but I don't know. Where's the forgiveness? I mean, he's looking at the American people, standing up in front of everybody and saying, I'm a changed man. Try me.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, move me on.
And also, I would say, and thanks for the call, Jason. Yeah, and I do think he's going to get through.
Yeah, 100%.
At worst case scenario, it's a recess appointment from Trump. But like, when I look at both of these, whether it's Hegseth or Mike Vick, if you are an asset and you offer something in your line of work, you know, I put a, like, can you, again, going back to merit-based stuff, I mean, you want to talk about Michael Vick. Michael Vick, when he came out of prison, you know, he had that rough first year because he was out of shape. That second year, he would have been the MVP if not for Tom Brady. And the Eagles took a shot on him, rolled the dice. They dealt with the PR pushback. It's the same thing like Trump. Trump is basically Jeffrey Lurie, right? If Jeffrey Lurie is going to sign Colin Kaepernick or sign Michael Vick, he weighs, all right, does what he provide, what he brings to the table for my business, does that outweigh what the media and the press will be talking about and writing about every day? And maybe Trump has the same belief of, okay, I think Pete's going to do a really good job, and I don't give a damn what the media says. And that's probably what Trump says, because Trump's been attacked by the media for 10 years now. So
I just, you know, look, as far as the job that he's up for, you know, get in there and kick ass and take names. I'm all for that.
Yep.
I'm all for that. I just, you know, I just don't think that, you know, people are forgetting that he did, you know, he wasn't the greatest of guys.
All right. Coming up next, declassification. I teased it a couple of times. We will get to it. Mm-hmm. You will hear from Trump yesterday as he signed another order. It's Kale and Company. I think Bobby Kennedy's probably very excited. Stick around. We're back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Donald Trump coming out and declassifying JFK, RFK, and MLK with the assassination files. Phil Omquist, clip K5. Let's take a listen and watch Donald Trump once again waving the magic Sharpie.
Lastly, sir, we have an executive order ordering the declassification of files relating to the assassinations of President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
That's a big one, huh? A lot of people are waiting for this for a long, for years, for decades. And everything will be revealed. Okay?
Okay. There you have it. Everything will be revealed. So I do not want to see long streaks of blackness across white pieces of paper.
Racist.
Okay? I don't want to see any of it. I want a nice, clean, printed document, just like the story I have here. No lines through anything, okay?
Isn't it interesting, guys, before we get onto the substance of this, just something offhanded here. Yep. Isn't it interesting the access these reporters are getting? I didn't realize Hitler gave so much access.
It's amazing. Yeah. You're allowed to gather around the desk.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really stunning to me that all the access that they get, they're probably not used to it. This is day four. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. First week.
How many press conferences has he given?
He's given more words than Biden and Kamala combined in 4 years.
Where's Caroline Leavitt's like over in the corner just breastfeeding the new baby. Yeah. She's got all the time she needs.
She might have the easiest gig in the administration.
Amen. Yeah. Whereas KJP and Psaki had the hardest.
Yep.
Yes.
She has the easiest.
No doubt about it.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Corrine. We miss you. So let's start with this, with revelations that could come from this. I was kind of surprised by this. I threw up a poll question yesterday on X, and I asked the following question, and the responses I thought were interesting because I would have figured that more people either would be excited for this or of the belief that we will learn something new, and maybe it's just we're going to get the confirmation what many of us have believed. But I tweeted, do you believe that there will be any jaw-dropping revelations with JFK, RFK, or MLK that confirm what many of us have believed for decades? And 56% said no, 44% said yes. Now, I will tell you, the one that I'm of the most interest of is the one that I feel like I understand what happened the best in the most likely situation and scenarios, is that's JFK. And everything that everybody speculates about, they're not conspiracy theories, in my opinion. I think there's a very, very strong chance that JFK was killed politically by the CIA. And now the question then becomes, and maybe some people are interested more in MLK or RFK. I'm sure Bobby Kennedy is interested in RFK. And, of course, those that are still alive in the Kennedy family or the Martin Luther King Jr. family / estate want to know this stuff. But I'm just of the belief now that we are going to get confirmation. But here's the biggest question. If you spin it and you bring it back to Trump, this is a guy who has now had two attempts made on his life. If he really does give us the full reveal, no redaction, is Donald Trump's safety and security once again in jeopardy? Because you know there are deep state swamp people out there. They don't want this to come out. Now, if it comes out and it's a nothing burger, then you sit there and you say, well, the hell were we talking about for 60 years? Why were we so enamored with this if it was a nothing burger?
Nick.
Warren Commission, Zapruder film, the whole bit, right?
I think Trump is always in danger. They should do like a Trump dome, just put it like an iron dome around him. I think the threats, look at how many threats that we know of, including the one where, thank God he was looking at the chart of illegal immigration.
Yeah.
Or he wouldn't be with us.
It's amazing. It's amazing. 15 million people invade our country, and it's the biggest liability in America. Mm-hmm. That ultimately is what saved Trump's life, talking about an issue going on in our country. Right.
That's the irony of it.
Yeah.
But so I think no matter what he does, he has a mark on him.
Do you think there's going to be anything revealed in any of these things? I don't.
I mean, I think so. If the biggest revelation is what many of us have believed, that it wasn't like, you know, Jack, you know, you go through all the people, Jack Ruby, the whole timeline. If it's just that, I mean, is it a victory for the conspiracy theorists? We've been right on so many things the last 4 years, right? And then I have the casual nonchalant response. I don't know if you guys saw this. I don't follow Chuck Schumer on Twitter.
Why not?
I just because I don't feel like listening to or seeing his intern put out these tweets. I'm pretty sure Schumer's not the one tweeting. But the White House put out the video yesterday of Trump declassifying, and Schumer responded to it from his verified government account, and he says, now do UFOs.
Yeah, and do Epstein, and do 9/11,
yeah,
and do all that other stuff.
We did a bunch on UFOs, didn't we? We did a bunch on that.
No. I mean, talking about declassifying Area 51 stuff.
We did, but we already did declassify a bunch of that. That was Chris Smith, right?
Yes.
Jersey's, we did declassify a lot of that stuff.
And then where's the stop? What's next? The drones? Then what? Biggie? Tupac? Where do we go from here?
But I think there's a surprise in here. I think that everybody, excuse me, is talking about JFK. I think it will be within the MLK and or RFK.
Okay.
Those are the ones that I think the JFK thing, we're not going to see too many surprises.
Okay.
It'll be MLK, who knew or who, there's something with MLK, Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination. I think there's going to be a bombshell there,
mm-hmm.
and potentially RFK.
Yeah, MLK's family yesterday and his estate saying it is a deeply personal family loss for us. The assassination of our father is a deeply personal family loss that we have endured over the last 56 years. We hope to be provided the opportunity to review the files as a family prior to its public release. So they are not saying, please, Trump, don't do it. Just let us see it before Nick, Dawn, and Greg get to see it.
That could be, see, that kind of thing, if they brought them in and bring them to the White House, give them a room, give them time, cater it and say, we want you as a family to grieve over this and see all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that could be something, because there are all those theories out there. So I'm just saying that I'm glad that there's transparency, even if as far as President Kennedy, even if there are no surprises,
mm-hmm.
I think there may be some. But I think we have the right to know all these years later.
I
believe in the transparency.
Although I will say this,
what?
And maybe this is because I'm younger. So if you reveal everything with JFK and it's what we thought,
everybody's dead from that.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Where do we go from there other than confirmation verification?
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, whether it's Diddy or Epstein, because I believe a lot of these creeps are obviously in the prime of their life or maybe in their 50s or 60s. I think that would have far more ramifications than JFK.
I agree.
At this point. And I get it. The presidency. We've seen current presidents killed. We've seen former, now current presidents shot in the ear. It's a big issue. It's a big thing. I'm not minimizing it for Hollywood, but I just think it's so widespread with entertainment and politicians and billionaires that you could bring down the whole system.
I will say this, though. I mean, and Nick, you bring up an interest. I would love to see in a generational way throughout the generations who may be more interested in finding out and making these things transparent. But as far as the family members, well, two issues. Number one, I mean, JFK's children, grandchildren, as well as or his daughter is a surviving child, obviously, but certainly JFK's grandchildren. And then you have RFK Jr. and
mm-hmm.
his whole family. So the family members have a right to know. That's number one. But number two, I think the prevailing theme is that even during JFK, you think of Camelot and it was this perfect image of being perfect and a perfect administration and just this great time. And so if indeed there was anything that the government was complicit with or let something happen or all the different allegations, I think that's would be fascinating to see the reaction of all the different people over the generations.
Yep.
Because you have people who were not cynical of this at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Richard Ntaro writes in, and he says, my prediction with the eventual release of the JFK files is that even if it definitively proves Oswald acted alone, there will be those who will claim it's a cover-up, and the CIA altered the files. The paranoia will never end.
That's a valid point.
That's true.
Yep. 855-839-1210. Coming up next, a Friday edition, and oh, we will not redact anything. Full transparency of the cut sheet is coming up next here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Friday edition, what's on that cut sheet?
What's on the cut sheet? Right.
It's been a long week. I was yelled at this morning, so let's start with a song, shall we?
Yeah.
This woman released a new song called BIPOC.
Not Tupac.
Not Tupac.
Right. BIPOC.
For those of you that don't know, BIPOC is Black, Indigenous, and People of Color.
Although I guess technically it would be Tupac because BI is two, multiple. BIPOC, Tupac, see?
This is singer Molly Gawler.
This isn't going to be really annoying, is it?
Well.
We're stupid.
I don't know this person and I'm just speculating here, but to me, she clearly has mental issues.
I think.
All right, everybody. Everybody in the YouTube chat and listening on the Odyssey app and listening on the 1210 WPHD radio. Everybody gather around your radio and TVs and listen to this.
Black and Indigenous people of color. Black and Indigenous people of color.
Bum, bum,
bum. Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer.
Yep.
Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer. Asian American Pacific Islander.
Yep.
Asian American Pacific Islander. Latino Hispanic Romani and Creole. Latino Hispanic Romani and Creole. We all have a place in this world.
Take it home, sister.
In this world.
Yes, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, oh, bro. Well, encore, encore.
Yeah, I was,
you know what, lady? You are absolutely
pious, Greg.
Pious,
oh, yeah.
Greg.
She is absolutely right. We all have a place in this world.
Give her the hook.
But you do not have a place.
He's not a cheater, but he loves his wife because she knows how to do algebra.
Wow, look at tying everything together, John Stensland.
That's the weekend review. There's the Kaelin Company Saturday Best Of right there. She dropped in a Creole as well.
Road Warrior says, campfire from hell. Can you imagine?
I would have dove headfirst into that campfire.
Can you imagine? He's 100% right. Can you imagine having to sit around the campfire with this lunatic, in my opinion?
Could you imagine
she
being...
She has a pretty voice.
Yeah.
Does she?
Imagine being in a cabin with her and you know, the electricity goes out.
Yeah.
And you're just... It's survival of the fittest.
Yeah, I would... I'd put a gun in my mouth.
Well, it's either that or you hit her with a shovel and then
I think that's right there is the reason people either drink or do gummies.
Can we deport her since ICE is deporting everybody? Can we deport her?
Yeah. It's just a great, and her message is not wrong. We all do have a place in this world, but if you're here illegally, you don't have a place here, Holmes.
Amen.
So this is Nick Kale's like, you have a place on the other side of the border.
You know, they were singing at my mother-in-law's on Thanksgiving, that exact song. Yeah, they were singing it a cappella.
I told you. Suck up to her. She's the key.
I looked at my wife. I'm like, you want to go home?
Robot Speed writes in and says, Stalker, are you taking being yelled at on us with this song? Yes, I am. This is your punishment. This is your punishment for the callers and everybody yelling at me this morning.
Now, the question is, do we run that back? Should we play it again?
No.
You sure?
No.
It was actually better than I thought.
It was terrible.
It was.
Is Chris Eppolito says, is ear bleeding normal? All right, let's get to the ICE raids, shall we?
Yeah.
So this happened in Boston?
Yes.
That's kind of shocking to me.
No.
No?
No.
You'll hear it, and they talk about Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And remember, too, we played the video months ago. It was, might even be years ago now at this point. Remember when Joe was flying illegal immigrants in
yep.
overnight, and they were lined up in the concourse area in the runways. Is Logan in Boston?
Yes.
Yeah. That was the airport, yeah.
What about Wings Field? I know you know where that is, Nikhil. What about, I just wonder, when all of this transparency comes out, all those reports that people were being flown mm-hmm. into the country in the middle of the night in these private fields.
Yep.
I just want to know the airports, and you think about Wings Field right there in Montgomery County by Bluebell, kind of.
Yep.
Not quite. But I think all of this is going to come out, but for what Greg is about to play and what we're talking about, I think it's more of an issue in communities and in immigrant communities where people have are seeking a legal path, whether they're a newer citizen or whether they're seeking that citizenship and pathway and they've been doing it correctly, waiting in line, but they have to deal with this in their communities. I think it's a bigger issue than we even realize.
Mm-hmm. All right, we can start and stop this. This is cut two, Phil. This is a longer version of the Bill Malusian ride along. Which I think is awesome.
It's awesome. You've done these, right?
Yes.
I would love to do a ride along and deport these animals.
Could you imagine Stalker in the back of a police cruiser as it starts to get real?
Holy crap!
The coolest thing, and the mistake, the first one I did was like when I was in Fort Myers, Florida at Wing TV, and I did these, it was like the drugs and stuff, and it was so exciting. But then I was on the air and I was on the set and I was like, this is so awesome. This is cool. And they're like, my news director was like, Dawn, you know what I mean? This is a serious thing. It's the highest energy, cool. I shouldn't say that, but it is. It's an amazing experience because these guys are like the most bad A. They're like action heroes to me. And you're with them and you're right there on the front lines.
Amen. All right. Let's roll this, Phil.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
ICE Boston quickly takes down its next targets, including this illegal alien from Brazil, who has an Interpol red notice for armed robbery.
Yeah.
This Salvadoran illegal alien.
Get him out!
...with rape and released by a sanctuary jurisdiction.
Señor, ¿cómo se llama?
And this Dominican illegal alien, charged with assault with a deadly weapon and heroin trafficking.
It's unbelievable.
Officers also arrested this Guatemalan MS-13 gang member facing gun charges. ICE says he was released from local custody just the day before. Their detainer request was ignored because of sanctuary policies. And in a sign of shifting priorities with the new Trump administration, this man, who was in the same apartment as the target, was also arrested.
All right, stop it.
Determined he's also in the U.S.
Stop it real fast. This is unbelievable that these people are still in this country.
It's staggering. Yeah. And this is...
Line them up and shoot them.
I mean, it's unbelievable. 17 convictions, 47 felonies, released out on bail in 12 hours. You want these people in your neighborhoods? Does that guy right there look like a remotely civil individual? No. Oh, well, I mean, and I mentioned this at 6:30. Phil and I were chatting as we were getting breakfast this morning in the kitchen. It's not an illegal. No, it's an illegal. Here's the statutorily correct term, as Mr. Mustard himself, Ron DeSantis, said yesterday when he slammed a reporter. Illegal alien.
Yep.
The fact that you, as a Democrat, would be more bothered by what you label somebody versus that guy right there.
Yep.
You want him coming and breaking into your house?
And these people are living in neighborhoods that I'm sure people have no idea that they're in their neighborhoods.
Well, the clip you played 2 days ago was a very beautiful Chicago suburb area.
Yeah.
Yep. Right?
Yeah. It was an Afghan refugee that this aid worker relocated to this neighborhood and then went and stabbed the aid worker. I mean, it's insanity.
Yep.
It's insanity that this is going on. Get them all out of here.
Yep.
Keep going.
Illegally. This is what ICE calls collateral.
So you guys got your main target just now, but you got somebody else. What just happened?
So our main target was released by a sanctuary jurisdiction.
It's unbelievable.
Not under a detainer. That person was released back into the community, and When we went to go find him, he's with somebody else who was previously removed from the United States. So he's going to go today, too.
And that is exactly what Border Czar Tom Homan has warned would happen.
When we find the bad guy, he's probably with others. Others that are in the United States illegally. They may not be a criminal priority, but we're not walking away from them.
ICE Boston says they will continue to go into sanctuary jurisdictions and do their job.
Today was a good day. Today we took several significant public safety threats out of our communities. Unfortunately, a lot were released by sanctuary policies, but we're here to tell the Commonwealth and the rest of the country that we're going to find them whether they're released or not.
Amen.
I feel like I'm watching Dog the Bounty Hunter in real life.
I know.
Today was a good day. We got the numbers we were looking for. We got the individuals we were after. Nobody got shot. Nobody was harmed. Nobody was hurt. And we're on to the next one, right? Like Belichick after a game. We're on to Cleveland. Right? And maybe ICE is on their way to Cleveland, because I would imagine many big cities are having the same thing with Boston right now. I will say this, what's very frustrating, but not surprising. AOC yesterday, I believe it might have been on social media, basically, and I'm paraphrasing here, saying something to the effect of, illegal immigrants, let other illegal immigrants know that, like, the roundups are... It's almost like she's on the side of the criminals saying, hey, let everybody know they're coming. I mean, that is a taxpayer-funded, elected United States House of Congress representative from... Was she from the Bronx or Brooklyn? I forget. It's all the same to me. But anyway, she's out there basically, like, tipping off the hand for the bad guys.
I know that this is, but everybody, all the politicians and all the liberals who for months told us it's being exaggerated. It's not really happening. It's not really, this is a made up controversy. Every time there's an election year, there's this, that, and the other. Look at this. Look at these people in this neighborhood. They should have been here.
Yep. And if you're, and enough with this law abiding stuff. You're not law-abiding if you're here illegally.
Exactly.
That cancels... That. What do they call that, Dawn? Is that a double... that thing. you can't be a law-abiding citizen if you're here illegally. That statement doesn't have any merit. Dismissed.
Let's play a little bit more with the guy with the most handsome man on television with the best hair, Bill Malusian. Play a little bit more, Phil.
Shortly after we finished filming, ICE Boston told us they arrested two more targets in other parts of town away from our cameras. One of those targets is a previously deported Honduran illegal alien who was arrested for raping a woman while putting a gun in her mouth. The other target they got...
Line him up and shoot him!
...who first flew into the United States in 2023 as part of President Biden's controversial migrant flights mass parole program. Well, they just picked him up yesterday because he's been arrested locally for sexual assault. We'll send it back to you.
Bill Malusian, it was fascinating to watch all of that. I think I was just saying to Bill, this is terrible for Joe Biden and the legacy that he tried to leave behind. A question from me, how soon will they actually be leaving the country? Does that take a long time?
It depends what country they're from. If they're from cooperable countries like El Salvador, Guatemala, countries like that, it can be quick. It can be within days or weeks. If it's countries that are harder to deport, countries that don't cooperate with the U.S. as much, it can go into a process of months. But the Trump administration is changing policies with something called expedited removal. The bottom line is, people at home don't need to understand all the policies. The Trump administration is just going to work as fast as they can to get all the people you just saw on camera there out of the country as fast as possible. They're also going to use their State Department, now led by Marco Rubio, to put pressure on countries that don't cooperate with the U.S. as much when it comes to those deportations.
Put them in a boat and just send them out to sea. Mm-hmm. I don't care where they go.
Like Tom Hanks on that raft.
Yes.
Castaway.
Yes. Drop them in the water.
And have
who cares?
Him go Wilson.
Yep.
Wilson!
Take them out. Take them on a plane to, like, just off of the lines of the United States, wherever that is in the ocean.
Yeah.
And push them out.
Is Fiji occupied? Can we send them to Fiji?
No, it's too nice there. Okay. It's too nice there, yeah.
You know what is really rich with hypocrisy is the fact that there are female Democrats in office that will not have an issue with keeping these individuals that are accused of raping a female while holding a pistol in their mouth. Yet they're hot and bothered and don't think that Pete Hegseth should be the Secretary of Defense. because he slept with another woman. Think about, I want you to think about that. You, as a female Democrat grilling Pete Hegseth, are more bothered by his infidelity than you are an illegal alien raping another female while holding a pistol in her throat. Don't talk to me.
I mean, these are violent, heinous individuals living among us. And the fact that they were more concerned that they get out on bond.
Yes.
It's disturbing.
Tom Holman, this is Cut 8, Phil, said exactly what they're doing. They're going into every sanctuary city right now. Roll it.
Yesterday, Tom, President Trump passed, along with the House and the Senate, the Laken Riley bill. This is going to allow you to deport anyone who has been charged or convicted of a crime, which would have rolled up someone like Jose Ibarra before he ever got a chance to kill Laken Riley. But on the other hand, Tom, in order to enforce this bill or any other ICE or Border Patrol measures, you're going to have to deal with sanctuary cities, cities like Chicago. What are you going to do with sanctuary cities?
Well, President Trump's going to take action on them, and like he did the last administration, we got to remove federal funding from them. You know, why are we giving SCAP funding and other law enforcement funding when they're not performing the law enforcement duties with ICE? You know, it's about public safety. And you're right, Laken Riley's killer, he was arrested in New York on a child endangerment charge. If New York City was not a sanctuary city, ICE would have took him into custody. He would have been gone. So what I'm going to do with sanctuary cities, well, I'll let President Trump take action on them through the Department of Justice, but we're going to go to sanctuary cities. We're at sanctuary city jails right now, but what sanctuary cities jurisdictions are causing is an officer safety crisis, right? Instead of ICE officers arresting the bad guy in the safety and security of a jail, well, we know he don't have weapons. Now these sanctuary cities release that public safety threat back in the community, which, again, is a public safety threat because you want the bad guy back in the community. So the public's at greater risk of crime, my agents at greater risk of harm, and the alien's at greater risk. Arresting an alien in a jail safe. Everything's controlled. But anything can happen on the street, so it's even safer for the alien to be put in custody of ICE in a jail. Sanctuary cities make it less efficient and more dangerous, but it's not going to stop us. We're hitting every sanctuary city right now.
Come to Philadelphia.
Right now. Yeah.
Come to Philadelphia.
Stop calling him an alien, Tom. That hurts my feelings. You know, I love the fact that you throw out the threat of withholding federal funding. Amazing how many times people change their tune when it impacts their bottom line financially. Last comment, and that was Will Kane. He's now in that 4 p.m. spot for Cavuto TV show.
Great.
Why is there a radio microphone in front of him?
Because he's doing it. You must not have been listening to the Fox News rundown this morning at 5:30.
No, I was living my life.
He was interviewed, and he said that he's doing it kind of like he does his podcast.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a longer form interview, and they get to the, like, it's not a quick,
I haven't checked out the show yet.
Quick news thing.
It's,
I haven't either.
A huge improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's going to be opinion based. It's going to be like,
oh yeah, it's all opinion based. But he goes, like, he does a guess and does a deep dive with him. It's not a quick,
okay,
you know, 90 seconds here, 90 seconds there, like, right, like a lot of breaking news shows are.
Okay.
By the way, Tom Holman. I mean, just, hey, just what do you think is going to happen?
Told you he was my favorite guy.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen with Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker, if Tom Holman sets his sights on Philadelphia?
There's nothing she can do.
She
can't do anything.
Greg, they had all these meetings this week, and I think she's playing this beautifully.
Is she?
I think so. Okay, she has to walk the line, because on one hand, I do think that what she's doing is she's saying the law is the law, and city council has done what they've done. But really, her people have said that. She has remained quiet. My question is, to your point, is the Trump administration, is Holman meeting with her as they've been meeting with, like, they just met with New York's mayor.
Right.
And so will she have the meeting? And then, because what she's going to say is, well, where's the money? You know,
yeah.
I would too, I'll be honest, because I'd say, you know, help us out financially but I think she's a law and order person, and she realizes that in our communities, in our neighborhoods, think about whether, no matter what community is, but in particular, who is angry about the fact that illegals got all of these benefits ahead of citizens, especially in cities like Philadelphia, like African Americans. Yeah. So I think that this is supported. And that's just a piece of it. It's,
well, yeah.
It's why either people voted for Trump or they just stayed home.
And that's why I think there are a lot of people that are in the lower class tax bracket that are minorities in this country that are legal citizens, whether you're black, Hispanic, Asian, or whatever, and you sit there and say, wait a minute, illegal immigrants are getting $500 a night rooms, $6,000 debit cards, and they're a higher priority than me, who makes $16 an hour, that has three jobs, that can barely afford to, you know, buy ramen noodles. And to your point about what can Sherrell do, I mean, I don't know, look right out this window. Let's go to 2399 Market Street. If at 2399 Market Street there's a violent illegal immigrant in that building, I look out right across from the window right now, there ain't nothing Sherrell Parker can do if Tom Homan and Ice roll up.
Are you giving the Nazi salute there?
Yes.
Nick?
Yeah, it was actually, yes. And I have a little bursitis in my elbow. So
bursitis?
Yeah, a little bit. Golf. God,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You and Zioli. Yeah. My God.
We're the, drive time surgical ankle anchors.
The oldest, youngest people I know.
That's right.
Neither one of us in our 50s yet, and we're both almost dead.
Jeez.
You'll have some job postings coming up very shortly, Greg.
So this person, this is cut six here. I mentioned this earlier. This person is saying that nothing has changed. The deportation numbers are the same as Biden's in 2024.
Really?
Roll this film.
If we look, Martha, at the rates, we're only on day three here, right? Three full days, right? So we know it's been about, we're looking at 300 to 500 daily rates, ICE rates. Those are the same numbers that Biden was doing on a daily back in 2024. So nothing has changed, really. Now, I will tell you this. It's a bipartisan issue. If you belong to Trend.Our Way, if you belong to MS-13, we want you deported. We want you out of our country. So let me be very clear.
You cannot, this is a Democratic and Republican issue. With a straight face that nothing has changed. You just heard that one of those people that they apprehended was released yesterday.
If you look, Mark, look at the numbers, 300. It's been the same amount of deportations, okay, since 2024. Now, that might get bigger. That might escalate. And I'm happy for that. If you're a criminal and looking at the worst first, if you're a criminal in this country and you committed a crime, we want you out of this country. Now, the real challenge here, Martha, I think, it's what are we going to do with the other 9 million undocumented immigrants in this country that don't have any crime, right? That's going to be real. The real issue and the challenge that I think President Trump is going to face. But I am happy to see that, you know, things like the immigration bill that just got passed in the House and the Laken Riley Act, right? It got passed in the House. It got passed in the Senate. Bipartisanship. So I think Democrats understand that the election was very clear. Americans want more security, and they want to get our economy.
Yeah, believe me, the people
improved.
Who live in these neighborhoods are feeling a little bit safer tonight.
So there's an old adage that numbers never lie, but the motives and the motivations as to how those numbers were achieved can misrepresent a story. You can compare Trump's early numbers in 1 week versus where the numbers might have been in June of 2024 with Joe and say, well, the numbers are actually the same. Nothing has really changed numerically. But after 3.5 years of allowing 10, 12, 15, maybe 20 million in, and then all of a sudden changing your asylum rules in June as you are 2 or 3 months away from an election, doesn't pass the sniff test with anybody with a functional brain. So you can't just create a problem and then say you fixed it as you are within 4 months of re-election.
We talked a lot the last couple of days about, you know, these ICE agents can go into churches and schools. And the schools seems to be a big thing on TikTok because a lot of the teachers now are coming on TikTok and saying, from my cold dead hands, will you take my children from me?
They're coming to the schools!
Let's start here with cut 17, Phil? Roll it.
I just want to say with my entire chest and 10 toes down.
All right, hang on a second.
Ten toes down.
Can you just freeze her face there for a second? I'm going to be petty here. Like I said, I'm a scumbag on radio. I live a pious life off of radio. But
very
scumbag.
Pious.
I'm a
well, you went to pious high school, right?
It's exactly. Thank you. What's pious. Up with this? What's up with this broad's forehead? Like, why is it so
big?
And he's bangs.
She bangs. She bangs.
Isn't there something? Isn't there something about people? And I'm not. I don't know this person, so I'm not accusing her of anything. But isn't there something with taking like psychotropic drugs and hair loss? I believe there is.
Oh,
just saying.
Oh.
By the way, I did not take psychotropic drugs.
No. In females. Oh. In females. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
May want to look that one up. All right, let's start this one over, Phil, if you will. Can you start it over and go?
I just want to say with my entire chest and 10 toes down on my broken tile classroom floor that it will be a cold, no, frozen day in hell before someone from ICE comes in my classroom to remove a student they suspect is undocumented first, because I have no undocumented students. What are you talking about? Second, even if I did, 1982 Plyer versus Doe says that it does not matter. Everyone is entitled to fair and a free appropriate education. And that's what I'm here to do. I'm so sorry. I can't come to my door right now. We're learning. We're doing class stuff. You're going to have to come back later. And by later, I mean never, because there are hills that I will die on, and this is one.
I will pull out my planner, my ruler, and my MacBook, and I will fight ICE with every dying breath in my body.
Look, I will say one thing. Let me say one thing before I mock her. I do like the fact that the teachers are so invested in their students. Mm. I do like that, honestly. However... I don't really like the steps from going from Trende Aragua and people who may have people who raped and murdered people and taking little kids out of school.
Well, here's what you
is
do.
A huge it is a huge
get,
leap.
Here's how you get around that. In the event that they were ever intending to do that, you just don't go in, especially if it's kids, right? Forget like an undocumented illegal immigrant that's a worker there at the school for some reason, if they ever somehow slip through those cracks. But if it's a kid, here's what you do. You just wait. You wait until the kid walks home or he gets on the bus, and then you go to their house. You avoid the optics because you know the Democrats and especially the media are just waiting to have that photo or that video clip go viral of, Dawn, you said it's no longer ICE on the chest. It's federal law enforcement, I believe. They're just waiting to play you that clip of them walking down the hall, opening up the classroom, going into room 5C, Mrs. Johnson, and pulling out little Skippy, you know, by his hand and saying, it'll be okay. And then people like AOC will light their hair on fire and do a whole production. But you just avoid that by not going into the school.
By the way, Mark says she weighs 92 pounds. Who she's going to stop? That's a very good point.
I know.
Well, her forehead could stop a lot.
Yeah.
That's a five head.
Oh. Boy. Well, you're on one today. You know it's a Friday.
Yeah.
By law, I will say in Pennsylvania, by law, children are entitled to an education to go to public schools, and that is regardless of their immigration status. So I'll be curious to see how that plays out. I don't think anybody's talking about kindergartners here. What they're talking about is what Greg or Nick, you brought up this week, that in our schools, what happens is if you have people come in, and we saw all of those young men, and remember everybody said, look at all these young men, and we don't see families, we see, you know, fighting age, but they say, well, how old are you? And they're like, 15. You know what I mean? I'm 14, you know. And so they, what do? They put them in high school.
Yeah.
And so I think the issue here for schools is if you've had complaints about somebody who's like the school drug dealer or causing violence or whatever, and they're really a 20-year-old, even though the schools allow kids up until, I think, age 20 to be in high school, because the trend is to hold kids back, especially boys. So we'll see how that plays out across the country and especially here in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
This dude, who's dressed as a chick, says that he's going to fight ICE agents if they enter his classroom.
Oh, yeah, I saw this one.
Please, somebody video.
Yeah. By the way, this individual could actually play right guard for the Commanders. because Cosme's out this week and Jalen Carter's going to abuse whoever goes in.
By the way, if you want to follow along, all the videos that are on YouTube, youtube.com/at1210 WPHD. Roll it, Phil.
ICE can now raid classrooms. And as a high school teacher, I just want to make one thing clear. If someone tries to come in my classroom and take one of my students, one of us isn't leaving the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Play with me.
Ooh.
No.
What?
No, I'd rather not.
What?
Maybe a board game. But yeah.
My balls have just dropped.
I'm taking my balls and going home. The ball's in your court. Mark Fusetti says, Fusetti, Sergeant Mark says, no law enforcement agency in America is going to go into schools to get anybody. Even if it was a suspected murderer in there, they would wait until the students were gone for the day. This will never happen. These lunatics are trying to create narratives that are unrealistic.
By the way, I'm going to tarnish my pious image here by saying this, but like, you know, going into churches, I'm all for that.
You are?
Oh, absolutely. These people that can claim sanctuary in churches, F that. Go into churches with guns blazing. I don't care. Get them out of here.
Well, Harry and Marv, they didn't even want to go after Kevin McAllister when he went into that church.
Yeah.
Churches all of a sudden gets people a little squirmish, right?
But you know what? The Trende Aragua and everybody knows that. They know that they can go into a church and nothing's going to happen to them. Well, F that. Let them go.
They can't stay in there all day. Church eventually is going to close.
I mean, they stay here all day.
Well, they do.
I think it would be interesting, actually, to say, we'll just stake somebody out and go in your church and see what all the church members, the majority of the church members, say.
This is the Democratic Massachusetts governor, Healy. This is Cut 22. You know, this all happened in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
What does she think about all this? Roll it.
Right.
I wouldn't describe them as raids. It seems to be is what we expected and what I support, which is the apprehension of criminals in our communities.
Wow.
Hmm?
Wow.
Yeah, there's nothing controversial about supporting people that are in country illegally that have committed a crime of being sent packing. The fact that we are even, you know, all of this, that's why Democrats lost. They went so far left with the lunacy. There's nothing controversial about saying you're either born a male or a female, or you're legal or you're illegal, or you don't want wars. Like, it's just, Davo, all these people over in Switzerland, they're like, yeah, Trump beat us. I mean, we just can't figure out how. You look at Trump's 20-point agenda and you're like, it's common sense. Okay, that's common sense. Okay, I like that. Oh, maybe I disagree with this a little bit. That's common sense. Nothing controversial about any of this.
Governor Mustard.
Oh, man, I love this. This is amazing.
Where are we here? This is cut 16, yeah. 16.
Mustard.
Florida has hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants, a reporter versus Ron DeSantis. Roll this.
WJC News Channel 4 here in Jacksonville. I just have four questions.
Four questions.
A four-pack,
Florida is home to hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants who are working in areas.
Well, the federal government has made clear that the statutory term, it's not undocumented, they're illegal aliens. That's the statutory term. That's what it is. And I think it's to try to water down. I mean, like, undocumented, it's like if I get in my car and I forget my wallet, okay, I don't have my document on me, like my driver's license, but I mean, I still have a right to drive. I just made a mistake. This is intentional to come in illegally. And it's not just a question of missing a document. It's a question of, you know, you violated the law that were very clear and knowingly, and with the help of the cartels in many cases.
I'll rephrase that. So Florida is home to hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants who are illegal aliens, if you want to call it, who are working in areas of agriculture, farming, construction, hospitality. I'm just wondering, once we start to see, you know, these significant roundups of these people, is there a plan in place to help those industries, to prevent those industries from experiencing true hardship, financial hardship?
So here's what I'd say. They made the same arguments in 23 when we did our immigration in Cayenne Rose. We did E-Verify. When you now, any of those industries, when they hire new people, They've got to verify their immigration status. Otherwise, they can't work. And people said, you are not going to be able to.
You have a
duty
to have your documents, right? And I love the analogy right there and the hypothetical. You're driving around, you forgot your license, you get pulled over, cop says license, registration, insurance. Oh, sorry, officer, I forgot my documents. I don't have my documents on me. I am driving right now undocumented, right?
Yep.
And I love the fact, and even if you notice, see, if I was DeSantis, I would have cut that guy off the second time around because he didn't say illegal alien. He said illegal immigrant, or as you would like to say, illegal. No. Say it with me, right? Illegal alien. It's right there in federal laws. It's in the Constitution across the board. Stop being so scared of words.
Trump yesterday held another press conference. I think this is, what, his third?
At least, yeah.
Let's start here with cut four. A reporter asked Trump, why are his tariff plans for China softer than those for Canada and Mexico? Cut four, roll it.
Sir, your tariffs plans for China and Mexico are much tougher. The ones for Canada and Mexico are much tougher than the ones for China. Why is it softer for China?
Well, China's already paying a lot of tariffs because of me. And when you add them up, I'd say, you know, they're paying a lot. They paid hundreds of billions of dollars. They never paid 10 cents until I came along. When I came along, they've paid hundreds of billions of dollars. Never paid anything. And so they've already started at a higher base.
Sir, on the border. Is the date for Chinese tariffs as well, sir? February 1, or was that just Mexico and Canada?
It's Mexico and Canada, but we're talking about China, too. Look, China's sending us tremendous amounts of bad drugs, fentanyl, really bad stuff. Most of it comes through Mexico. And we're losing, I think, 300,000 lives a year. Because of that. People say 150, 100, 120. I think 300,000 lives a year. Those are old numbers. The lower number is a low number. And we can't have that. They've got to stop sending it. I had a deal with President Xi, but it was a deal that wasn't followed up by Biden, of course, where they were going to issue the death penalty to people that make fentanyl, and that would have stopped it. But we'll have to stop it with tariffs. Okay, thank you very much, everybody.
Speaking of these nations, have you noticed the media pivot? And I know, Don, you always look at the way the media frames things and narratives and slants. So the first time around with Trump, it was, he's a Russian asset. He's in bed with Putin. And, you know, Trump views China to be the devil. Now, in the last 3 or 4 days, since Trump posted that post on Truth about ending Russia-Ukraine and saying that, you know, Russia's going to deal with the brunt of me if we don't have this ceasefire and ending of the war. I think one of his envoys for Ukraine is now in charge of ending it within the next 100 days. Now, all of a sudden, because he was complimentary of Xi Jinping in some regard, it might be TikTok ByteDance related. Now, all of a sudden, the media is making it sound like Trump's going soft on China. You notice that little switch? Mm-hmm. He was so nice to Russia the first time. Now he's being a little too complimentary to China.
We should break. I see the president is in the armbeck circle. Asking you guys a question: would you like to go out in this
for drinks
break,
tonight? Yes, I would.
Out in this break with that new song that we.
Oh, Greg Salker.
Yeah.
He's a biased man.
Yeah. Why don't you roll cut one, Phil, into the break. And we'll be back with Sean Farish, right?
Yes.
Nikhil?
Yeah, let's all dance along play this song,
do the
pay
Trump
some
dance.
Bills.
Yep.
And then we bring in the real 47.
Black and indigenous people of color. Black and indigenous people of color. Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer. Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer. Asian American Pacific Islander. Asian American Pacific Islander. Latino Hispanic Romani and Creole. Latino Hispanic Romani and Creole. We all have a place in this world.
Hang on.
We all
there we go.
have a place in this world.
Yay!
Jennifer Lewis, your thoughts?
I know what mental illness looks like.
And I know what Piazza Auto Group looks like. 10 locations, 20 brands, and we are talking about the 2025 Hyundai Tucson. It is the brand's most popular SUV, bold new design, plenty of cargo space to go all over the world, while its standard all-wheel drive and great gas mileage keeps you prepared for any adventure in life. It also protects you and your family with a best-in-class safety rating, even those suffering from mental health breakdowns. Visit Piazza Hyundai of Pottstown off of Route 422 or Piazza Hyundai on Westchester, or in Westchester, I should say, right on Route 202. Online anytime at PiazzaHyundai.com.
With this Arctic blast we've had, I'm so glad that I have Marvin E. Cans. I hope that you check out my friends at MarvinEcans.com, because winter, as you know, it's here. You got to make sure that you're warm, cozy at home, but also that your HVAC, your furnace, everything's efficient and safe. That is key. And that's why I always make sure everything is up to date and all good to go with my friends at Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. They got us ready for winter. Marvin E. Cans, a third generation owned and veteran founded company. They're a great local company here. And as well, everybody is background checked. All the technicians, by the way, they are not commissioned salespeople. They are highly trained actual technicians. No matter who comes into your home to fix anything, to service anything, always ask that question. Do your service members, your technicians, do they earn a commission? Because so many of these different individuals do. That's why I make sure I'm with Marvin E. Cans, because they're true technicians, not some kind of a salesperson. If you live in an older suburban home, I hope you consider a ductless unit from Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. Mitsubishi Electric is a great solution for a home that lacks ductwork and could provide up to $2,000 in tax savings. Just contact Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning right now, MarvinEcanze.com, MarvinEcans.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.